USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Center for Immigration Studies is reporting new data from the Census Bureau and the Bureau of Labor Statistics show that U.S. illegal immigration population in the United States has surged 10%, growing from 10.2 million to 11.6 million under the leadership of President Biden. Four people were killed in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Wednesday after a gunman who was later found dead opened fire at the Natalie Medical Building on the campus of St. Francis Hospital. Tulsa Police Deputy Chief Eric Douglas.
We have four civilians that are dead. We have one shooter that is dead. And right now, we believe that is self-inflicted.
After more than two decades as a Silicon Valley power player, Sheryl Sandberg, Chief Operating Officer at Meta, also known as Facebook, is stepping down. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
President Biden has pledged to send Ukraine more advanced rocket systems and munitions to more precisely strike key targets on the battlefield. The White House had been hesitant to send more weapons, which have long been requested by Kyiv. The Biden administration will send the systems as part of a new $700 million military aid package for Ukraine. A ruling has been made in Michigan politics.
One Michigan GOP gubernatorial hopeful lost a key ballot ruling on Wednesday. The ruling affects Perry Johnson, a businessman considered to be a leading candidate for the GOP nomination. The decision could also apply to three other candidates, including former Detroit Police Chief James Craig, who's also been scratched from the GOP ballot over invalid signatures. Five other candidates are on the ballot. The winner will face Governor Gretchen Whitmer in November. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Shock and sadness filled social media as the news of Marion Barber's death spread Wednesday evening. The former Dallas Cowboys running back would have been 39 on June 10th. He was found north of Dallas in Frisco, Texas, at his apartment. Police were sent there on a welfare check. The investigation into his death continues. A hot air balloon crashed in Burlington, Wisconsin, Wednesday, hitting a train, according to officials and witnesses. A photo from a witness showed the balloon missing its basket, tangled in power lines. Two people were airlifted by Flight for Life to local hospitals. The billions of dollars and massive amounts of weaponry President Biden has promised to President Zelensky of Ukraine in his fight against the Russians is leading to a situation that draws parallels to Vietnam. Representative Tim Burchett on Newsmax.
It's just beyond me that this amount of money that we don't even have, which we're borrowing from the Chinese, which they all intelligence tells us that's where our next conflicts are going to be involving. So it raises a lot of questions. And this reminds me of very parallels to Vietnam. If you remember our short history there, I mean, our short memory of that, we sent money. They stole some of it. We sent some armament in there. They couldn't handle it. We sent advisors in. And then we sent troops in, and then they sent body bags home of American soldiers. And I just, this further inclement towards war, to me, is a very, very serious issue.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.